Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, as always, brought to you by EMP-1828-LOSS, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP-1828-LOSS.com. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, March 23rd, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined as always by Johnny Cakes Auville.
Hello, everybody. Happy Friday.
And Jason Bishop's here
What's
as well.
What's up? Happy Friday.
We've had the three-man shows going since Florida, and I guess it's going to continue for a while because EB's actually on his spring break.
Yes, correct.
I believe he is back home. I don't know exactly when he arrived at home. He was supposed to leave Florida somewhere between 6 and 7 p.m., so probably got home very late last night.
Mm-hmm.
But you're wondering, EB was out sick for a couple days, missed the flight to Florida, and now he's just going to be into vacation.
Yes. He's transitioning from sickness to vacay to spring break.
Drabby, did you talk to him last night at all?
No, I did not, but I did notice that his car was still downstairs this morning.
Oh, really?
So I hope he got home.
Oh, really?
Well, if his car is still here, how could he have gotten home?
Or he might have taken an Uber.
Yeah, maybe he couldn't drive.
Like driving it back.
That's probably what it was.
Okay, that's true. That could have happened.
His wife would probably drive him down here.
Yeah.
Get it, pick it up.
What a nightmare.
Yeah.
Or maybe there was a hiccup in travel. It happens from time to time.
Cross my fingers.
You're crossing your fingers and that's what happened.
Yeah.
But we're not going to hear about it for a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cakes won't see him you won't be back until April. And you're off that week, right?
So I'm back April 11th or something? I'm back after the Masters.
So the Monday after the Masters.
Yes.
And you won't see him for about 3 weeks.
Pretty much.
Lucky you.
But hope he recuperates. Hope he gets to 100% soon.
I'm guessing he's in his own bed right now.
Yeah.
So we got a lot going on the show today. A lot going on the show.
Like what?
Before we even talk about what's coming on the show, I should give out the code word for the Cash Flash.
You should do that.
It's now time for the Cash Flash. This hour's code word is MOON. Text MOON to 72881 before 7 a.m. for your chance to win $1,000. In this multi-market contest, that's MOON to 72881. Message and data rates apply. The next Cash Flash comes up at 7 a.m.
I know it's a national contest, but I hope that all of the fan listeners are texting these words to the number and participating, because
it's going
to
be free money.
It's free.
It's free.
It's like a free $1,000 falling in your lap.
Yeah, all you got to do is text.
So just do it. Just send it in already.
Moon as in Warren Moon, or Goodnight Moon,
yep.
Or Jason likes to moon people.
Or Thomas C. Moon.
Right.
When's the last time you mooned somebody?
Mooned somebody.
Probably college.
That's like such a drunken college thing to do. I can't remember. It's probably been 20 plus years.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a grown up, responsible adult over here, JP. I don't just run around mooning people.
But anyway, so, moon is the code word for the hour. So get in on the multi market contest.
What do we have
$1,000
on the show today?
All right. So to Friday, we have our typical Friday things. Yeah. Kevin's going to join us at 7. We'll talk movies.
Can't wait to get my paycheck later. Yeah, go ahead.
John Feinstein joins us at 8 o'clock. So we've got Fridays with Feinstein. But also, one of our all-time favorite comedians joins us in studio, Jim Norton. And he's sold out all weekend. He's just doing this.
Just hanging out.
Because he's a good dude.
He's a good dude.
Little Jimmy Norton.
I haven't seen him in a while. So Jim Norton's going to join us at 8:20. And then we have Steve Lapis, former Villanova coach. Now he's a CBS Sports College Hoops analyst. He'll join us at 9 o'clock to talk about how the brackets now
busted.
Include in the Elite Eight an 11 seed and 2 9 seeds of the first four to advance to the Elite Eight.
First time
ever. The Elite
ever.
Eight, if it was chalk, should be all ones and twos.
Right.
And right now you have an 11, 2 9s, and okay, Michigan is a 3.
Mm-hmm.
But it's pretty stunning.
It's first time ever in college basketball history that a 9 is playing an 11 to go to the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
That's the change in college basketball. It's a different era.
Always bet against Cakes and Jason, who both advised somebody yesterday on Open Line Thursday who wanted a Survivor
take Nevada.
Yeah. winner to take Nevada.
Well, I believe everybody else in the room was advocating for Kentucky.
I didn't say Kentucky.
So let's not act like we were the only ones that were wrong.
I
like this selective amnesia that JP has.
I did say Nevada, but I also added, well, if Cakes is on Nevada, we should go opposite.
You did mention that. That's
always
true.
Always bet against Cakes.
You should have done that. Should have faded me.
But we had Naki on yesterday, and he liked Kentucky. He liked, and this is, I mean, he knows college hoops. This is just how hard
it
is. He's
a former college hoops
coach. This is how hard it is to predict college hoops in 2018. He said he'd take Kentucky, Nevada, Gonzaga, and A&M.
She's wrong across the board.
Well, think about the margin for error.
That's how hard it is.
The margin for error for Loyola Chicago. So they've won 3 games in the tournament. They've won 2 1-point games and 1 2-point game. They've won 3 games by a total of 4
points. Yep.
How hard is that?
Yeah, they're just on a magical ride, magical carpet ride for Loyola Chicago. Nevada was handling Loyola Chicago early in that game, but then at the end of the first half, they go about 7 minutes without a bucket. That crushed them.
I mean, it's a nice story and all, but I would guess you could get a seat at wherever K-State and Loyola are playing in Atlanta for like $10. For the game on Saturday.
Yeah, it's not a sexy matchup.
How high of a ticket is that going to be?
It's not a sexy matchup, but you know that whoever's in that arena, 80% of them are going to be pulling for Loyola Chicago.
Oh, absolutely.
But even if Kansas State makes it, that's a 9 seed making it to the Final Four.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It's nuts. It's been a nutty year. What did I say yesterday? The trend of this tournament has been underdogs and unders. And you had 3 underdogs win outright yesterday, and you had 3 out of 4 play unders.
And I'll cash in on that yesterday.
No,
we've seen this going on.
I took Nevada
for a while.
On the money line.
Yep.
I took Kentucky and Gonzaga on a money line parlay. Oh,
brutal.
I did have Michigan, but I didn't touch any of the totals. But no, I didn't. Who could pick these games?
I'll say this: we've seen.
And
this.
By the way, the 4 games played tonight. Don't be surprised if you see more shenanigans.
Right.
Don't be surprised. Now, I don't think Syracuse is going to beat Duke. But don't be surprised if West Virginia wins. Don't be surprised if Texas Tech beats Purdue, although that's not a huge upset.
It's a 2-3 matchup.
Don't be surprised if Clemson gives Kansas trouble. Just don't be shocked.
Yep. What I'll say is we've seen this trend going on for several years where the 3-point shot becomes bigger and bigger. And then, not that it was all 3-point shots, but watching some of Loyola Chicago, it was kind of an inside-outside attack, the dribble penetration, kicking it out. Great passing.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, they are. They are.
I mean, I've never
they're
seen,
scrappy. They're
I don't
really
know that
scrappy.
I've ever seen a Loyola Chicago game before this tournament.
No, you've never seen
them. Why would
no
I have
way.
Ever seen them?
It's impossible.
No.
Unless you had seen them in an NCAA tournament before.
But they hadn't been in an NCAA tournament in years.
Right, that's what I mean. Like, that's the only scenario where you would have seen
them. I think
them.
I saw them play once in the regular season. I saw them play a little bit in their conference tournament in the Missouri Valley. And then, obviously, in this tournament, you watch them because it's such a great story. But, yeah,
they had possessions
you're not
where
watch them.
They have 10 passes. They have guys driving to the basket, kick out, pass out. Another guy drives to the basket, kicks out. Patience, knocking down threes.
I thought that they got kind of caught up in Nevada's pace early in that game. They had some dumb turnovers, but they settled down, and they played their game in the second half, and they were able to hold off Nevada, who made a little run. But, yeah, I mean, 2 1-point wins and a 2-point win, and who knows, it might continue.
If you want to chime in on the Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines, you can give us a call at 800-636-1067. Do you like the fact that these teams are advancing and not the traditional powers? Because we thought, all right, Kentucky now has an easy road to the Final Four because look who else is in that bracket. Well, Kentucky gets bounced.
It's crazy. Think about that, fellas, in that South region. Everyone said that was the toughest region because of the top 5 seeds, you know, with Virginia and Cincy and Tennessee and
Cal
Arizona.
Was bitching and moaning about it, where
Kentucky,
being placed in that bracket.
Right. And they're all gone.
Right.
Now, Kentucky missed a ton of free throws.
Well, I'm not surprised by that.
Missed a ton of free throws, shot poorly.
Yep.
Apparently, they missed the handshake at the end, too. That didn't go over well with the K-State players and
K-State
coaches.
K-State players were not happy about
that. They were
that.
Not happy.
Now, Calipari said that his team... Now, his players should have waited.
Yeah.
But Calipari said that he saw the K-State team celebrating on the court.
Right.
And he just didn't want to wait around. He wanted to let them celebrate and do their own thing. So he walked off. But they should have stayed and waited.
Sure.
Certainly the coaches should.
At least approach them. And if it's, you know, I would assume they would reciprocate.
But you know what? They were bitter.
They were salty.
I get bitter when I lose things.
Sure.
And lose golf matches. I get bitter. I don't want to stay around.
You get
there.
Bitter when the dealer sucks out with a 5-card 21. You get bitter when you're going to congratulate them.
Yeah. Cakes, do you like it better that you're going to have either Loyola Chicago or Kansas State in the Final Four, or would you have preferred, you know, UVA, one of the powers?
I tend to like, look, I'm a,
you tend to like the powers.
I tend to like the big sillies being there. Some yeah. brand, I like, call me crazy, I actually like brand names. I got a Cinderella story is nice, but you need a few brand names there to draw some eyeballs.
Well, one of those four teams is going to be in the championship game, not just the
yes.
Final Four.
Right. Yeah, no.
That right. sucks.
Well, Michigan.
Well, the way Michigan's playing,
yeah,
it might
Michigan,
be
Michigan, look, they've been to the Elite Eight, I guess, three times in the last 6 years.
I mean, they're just so hot. They've won
they've
12
been good,
straight.
And they're a three seed.
I mean, A&M just had no – A&M was out of that game from the opening tip.
Beeline's a really underrated head coach.
Well, offensively, his teams are so good and efficient. They just don't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
I mean, they're unbelievable.
But, yeah, we haven't mentioned Florida State – with Leonard Hamilton throttles Gonzaga. You didn't stand for the whole thing, did you?
Yeah. No, you did?
Well, I'm an idiot. I'm a glutton for punishment.
Yeah.
I got size to see 7-foot brothers on Florida State block every single shot Gonzaga tried to put up.
I know.
See, the thing that Florida State, the problem that they pose is they're deep. They run about 9-10 guys at you.
He played 12 guys, I think, in the first half last night.
Did he play 12?
The Zags played, I believe, 8. And they had 6 points off their bench.
Yeah. Florida State's the deepest team in the tournament.
And they shot like I would shoot in an NCAA tournament game.
But, and I don't know if this would have made a difference, but one of their best players, the Tilly kid, the kid from France, he was scheduled to play. He had a hip problem.
Yeah.
And he was in the starting lineup. The media thought he was going to play. The media said, yeah, here's the starting lineup. Tilly was going to be there. But then I guess he aggravated his hip in pregame warmups and didn't play at all.
We've lost to the 9 seed. This is very disappointing.
That was huge.
Yeah, he's super athletic, 7-footer that would have changed the whole game.
He would have changed them. I don't know if they win.
Gonzaga got just destroyed by Florida State's length and athleticism. But it's kind of – I like that Loyola is in it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have your 9 seeds of Florida State and Kansas State,
yeah,
just does nothing for me.
I get it. Well, especially when they're beating your favorite team.
Unless Loyola goes to the Final Four, it's just going to be a big dud.
If Kansas State's playing Florida State in a national semi, yeah,
that's a problem.
Yeah,
it is. But you know what? I think we have to get used to it.
Well,
I think that's the way college basketball is trending over the last 4 or 5 years. That's the way it's trending. When George Mason went to the Final Four in what was that? 06?
06, yeah.
All right, they were an 11 seed. You can check that.
They were.
That was a much more. That was a bigger Cinderella story because
they knocked off powers too.
Right, and those powers, like the powers that they were beating. You wouldn't expect to lose in a tournament early. But now when you see powers losing early, I mean, yeah, you're surprised and shocked. You're certainly surprised by UVA. But you're not that surprised when a 2 seed or a 3 seed loses in the round.
It's not shocking
anymore. That's the change in college.
Well, because George Mason, VCU, Butler, we've seen these runs
by
these lesser teams.
Well, even if Kansas State goes to the Final Four, South Carolina was just there.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's really nothing special.
What were they, a 7 seed? South Carolina?
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I mean, just look at the last few years. All right. Last year you had South Carolina 7. Syracuse. Now, Syracuse is a brand name, but they were a 10 seed in 16. They get there. Michigan State was a 7 seed. They get there. Kentucky was an 8 seed in 2014. They get there. Wichita State was a 9 seed in 13. They get there. I mean, back in the 80s, early 90s, mid 90s, it was nothing but 1s, 2s, and 3s. Maybe a 4 sprinkled in there.
Well,
but now you're getting double digit seeds or 8s or 9s or 10s.
I mean, what also is happening, which didn't happen back then, all right, when we were growing up and we were watching Georgetown get to 3 Final Fours in 4 years,
mm-hmm.
they would have Patrick Ewing, and you knew Patrick Ewing and that Georgetown team was going to get there because Patrick Ewing was there for 4 years.
Right.
And then you had some guys, you know, it kind of changed, maybe guys there for 3 years, 2 years. Well, now with all the one and dones, there's so much inexperience that Kentucky, yes, they're super talented. And they're super long and tall. But then they might go up against a lesser-known team that has a bunch of experienced players. They're not going to roll over against a bunch of freshmen.
Nope.
And so the smaller
teams... And by the way, the freshmen are going to play like freshmen on big stages.
Miss a bunch of free throws, whatever.
Right, take bad shots.
The teams that don't necessarily have the 5 stars or 4 stars out of high school, they have guys that are playing 3 and 4 years of college, have been playing in a system. They know how to compete.
Yeah, it's good to have older teams. Doesn't even matter what conference you're from. But like I said, that's the way college basketball has been, certainly this year, over the last 4 or 5 years. I mean, you're just going to see, you saw huge upsets. No, not really huge, but you saw major upsets in the regular season this year at the top of the rankings. You know, every week, the one, the two, the three that were losing. And we all kind of expected that to be transitioned into the tournament. That's what you're saying.
But it is magnified when you have one particular bracket that is down to the final two teams, and it's an 11 seed and a 9 seed. By the way, I saw on ESPN this morning that of their brackets, where they had over 17.3 million entries, 17,000 had Loyola Chicago in the Elite Eight. Just 17,000.
Well, I mean, who's going to pick Loyola Chicago to get the Elite Eight? But you know
all what? People from, like, Illinois.
Right. Well, next year, if you get into these dumb bracket contests, then you know, especially if you get to multiple, you have to take a shot on some of these.
Yeah.
You do.
Got to go with some double-digit
seeds. I know it's hard to do it when you're filling it out. It's hard to say, all right, well, 11's going to beat, you know, a 3 in the second round or whoever they're playing. Or 13's going to beat a 5.
It's becoming more commonplace.
You just
got to
do
this.
It. Yeah.
That if you do have Loyola Chicago, if you're one of those 17,000, you probably have some energy.
Oh, yeah, I got some energy. Now, Drabby, I'm not so sure.
Oh, he needs a five-hour energy.
Drabby probably needs
him.
A five-hour.
Look at that guy.
Pass one over here, please.
Drabby, what time did you go to bed?
1 a.m.
Oh, my God, you need one. Now, it is a Friday. You can go home and sleep. I don't know what you got planned this weekend. But if you really want a five-hour energy, I got plenty of them over
here.
Here
are his plans. He's making nachos and hanging out with his dog.
Yeah.
Those are his plans.
He needs a five-hour big time. Right now, five-hour energy is launching their Getting Back to 100% campaign with a unique twist on this year's College Hoops Tournament. You've got the ability to swap your incorrect selections during the tournament as the game is going on. Did you get a vibe last night that Loyola Chicago is going to beat Nevada? Did you get a vibe last night that K-State was going to beat Kentucky? Well, all you have to do is swap your picks. You see an upset in the making, swap the favorite out to ensure that your bracket is 100% correct. How do you do it? Well, you go to 5hourenergybrackets.com. That's 5hourenergybrackets.com, or you can click on the link on the fandc.com's homepage. It's not too late. Got four more games tonight. Villanova, West Virginia, Texas Tech, Purdue, KU, Clemson, Syracuse, Duke. I'm guaranteeing you're going to see an upset tonight. Go to 5hourenergybrackets.com or click on the link on the fandc.com's homepage.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Washington, got a packed show. Kevin's going to join us at 7. We will talk movies. John Feinstein at 8. Always love having on John. Fridays with Feinstein are sometimes contentious.
By the way, draft
fun.
T-shirt, can we confirm where he is before he comes on with us so we don't sound clueless and he doesn't get upset with us for not keeping up with his latest exploits?
He usually doesn't get upset.
I'll figure it out.
Thank you, sir.
Also in studio, comedian Jim Norton.
I like not knowing.
You do?
Yeah.
Sometimes he does get offended because he writes about it in the paper.
Yeah.
And he has his byline saying where he is.
Yeah, well, I just told him I didn't read it.
Right.
Big deal.
Jim Norton,
he
again,
doesn't know what's going
us.
On in my life.
That's true.
In studio at 8:20. And then Steve Lapis, former Villanova head coach, now a CBS Sports College Hoops analyst.
Lap.
Will join us at 9. So we are packed. Quick shout out to our guy, Chris Farley from Pacers. He shipped over some shoes
very
for
good.
My wife, who's competing in the, I believe it is the, you know what? I don't want to botch the name of the race, but she's doing a race in a few weeks, and he shipped
what
over
kind
some
of a
shoes.
Race?
She's doing 10 miles.
Oh, good.
I think she has her 10-mile warm-up run or whatever training run this Saturday, and
very
then
good.
It'll wind
her.
Down.
Good
it may be her. The cherry blossom. Is the cherry blossom coming up? I think she's running in the cherry blossom, but I might be botching it. But Chris shipped over that, and he shipped over a new hoodie for me.
Very nice.
So thank you to Chris Farley from Pacers.
I still don't look. I understand the cherry blossoms are an attraction, and people come from
all
the over the world to see them.
They do.
They do nothing for me. I would
well,
never make a
you're...
side trip down into D.C. to see cherry blossoms.
Yeah, you're just used to it.
I guess.
For 47 years, you've heard about it.
I mean,
no, cakes.
Let's
it's
be
not
honest.
That. It's not that you're used to it.
You're reasonable.
They're trees. Okay, right. They're trees.
I know.
I know that we need trees to live. I get it. Trees are vital to sustain life on Earth. I appreciate them for what they are, but I will never make a side trip to go see a tree or a flower
bloom.
Let me
flip the script, all right?
Okay.
The people that that go down to see the cherry blossoms can't understand why you sit down at a 1-3 table for 8 hours for $300.
That's a very good point.
All right. They can't understand
point taken.
It.
I get it.
They cannot
understand
it.
And what I'd say about the cherry blossoms is to defend the tourists, and I generally don't, that go to see the cherry blossoms, don't you also see the Washington Monument? And it's beyond just looking at trees.
So,
but I will say, and I said this a couple years ago, and I took a picture. I went to my mom's house one day in spring, and she has a tree right by the driveway. And it looks very similar to cherry blossom.
Probably
and
is.
No, it's not. Right. I remember I tweeted the picture at Glass Joe JP. It was a couple years ago. And everybody said, no, it's this kind of tree. It's this kind of tree. It looks similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's no need for a side trip. Done.
But it's not just people from all over the world. I mean, tons of locals go down there. I mean, people from Falls Church will go down there just to see them.
Well, that's.
Take pictures.
That's dumb. In my opinion, that's dumb.
I'd rather do a lot.
It's a big giant waste of time.
I don't think I've ever taken my daughters down to see the cherry blossoms. Even when they're maybe when they were really young, but probably not. I don't think I did.
I think I kind of sleep on all the monuments and the attractions in D.C. I do take them for granted because I drive by the Lincoln Memorial every day, the Jefferson Memorial every day. I can't remember the last time I've been up close and personal to one of those. Yeah. Spots.
I learned yesterday.
Probably when I was a kid.
I clearly have passed down my lack of appreciation for sightseeing. I've never been into sightseeing. And when I was a kid, I was fortunate enough to go on a couple of really nice trips. We went to Europe, visited Austria, visited Switzerland.
You're a
Silver
Spoon kid. Mm-hmm. I went to Ocean City. You went to Austria.
Okay.
I understand.
How many family members do you have living in Northern Italy?
Zero.
Okay. I have several.
Right.
Okay, so we would go to visit family, and then we might go off for a couple of days. And I just never was looking at monuments and that sort of thing. Just never had it. And so anyway, I've said this year, maybe going to go visit Italy, visit family that I haven't seen for a couple of decades.
Are you doing that this summer?
Yes. Trying to plan this trip with my brother.
Oh, so you don't have
your
tickets yet?
No. Trying to plan this trip with my brother.
They'll be pretty cheap.
And his kids. And me and my three. So it'll be 10 of us.
Right.
And we'll probably hit Trigiovo, which is the town where my father grew up, for a couple of days. And then we'll visit a couple sites. And I'm getting so much pushback already from Kelsey and Dylan. Luckily, Isabella, who's going to turn one on Sunday, she can't really provide pushback.
Right, right.
But like yesterday, just, Dad, you know what? I'd rather stay with the family that can't even speak to me than go sightseeing.
All right, do they want to go to Italy? They just don't want to go sightseeing.
They might not even want to go to Italy. They'd rather probably go somewhere tropical where they go to the beach.
Right.
You know, go to the Atlantis for that. They go on the water slides.
Hey, if you're going to Italy.
Because if you go to Italy, let's be honest. What are you going to do? You're going to look at a Leaning Tower?
I'm going to drink wine.
You're
going to
go to the Colosseum.
That's what I'm going to do.
Right. You won't book a Perillo tour.
You won't
book one, and you won't book one when you take T for her 50th. You're going to Italy, too. Or you're planning. It's in the planning stages.
It's planning stages for next summer.
Right.
Because 2019 is my 20-year anniversary, wedding anniversary.
Okay.
My wife turns 50.
Right.
And my daughter graduates from high school.
It's a lot going on in 2019.
All in the same.
Will never be the same after that.
Yeah.
It won't.
So my wife wants to go to Italy. She's been talking about it for years. So we may go to Italy next summer. Now, again, planning stages. Haven't purchased one ticket. Haven't looked into where we're going to stay.
I mean, you haven't even set up your Nashville trip. I mean, you said that's much closer and less expensive.
Right. Now, Cakes, if Prillo Tours was looking for an ambassador,
you throw your hat in the ring. Right. I don't know why you wouldn't.
But that might not even work because Prillo Tours probably hits Rome and hits certain spots.
Yeah.
I want to be in northern Italy where the closest big city maybe you've heard of is Milan or Trento.
Mm-hmm. I think we're going to
go. The only place
we'll probably fly
into Venice. Milan.
If I went to Italy, the only place I would want to see.
Is the Colosseum?
No.
Oh.
I would want to see Russell Crowe's house from Gladiator. That silly house he had up on the hill when the Romans came in and ran over his kid and then pummeled his wife.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see that. But I want to take a tour of his house.
That house was probably in California.
Maybe. And if it is... all the better.
But I certainly haven't exposed my kids to the culture that is so available for us, whether it's Cherry Blossoms, the Smithsonian, all these museums. And I know you're just like me, that a year and a half ago, after Kelsey's sophomore year in high school, she did an eight-day camp for National Scholars, whatever it was. It was essentially a law camp.
Yeah, right? Like a law fantasy camp.
And she went to all of the sites that I never took her to. Sure. I was like, well, that's actually kind of amazing.
Yeah, she's getting.
I don't ever take her to the Supreme Court or to, you know, any of these museums.
I couldn't find this Supreme Court with a Google map.
Drabby, the problem with going to Italy, and he's going to face the same problem,
because
he's going to take, you're going to take how many people, four or five?
My crew is five.
Yeah, five. It's going to be minimum $15,000.
The baby, though, at I least. Think under
it'll be
50, two.
It'll be 15 grand.
Under two, I don't believe you pay for flight.
Okay, maybe not. So just say it's four.
But
for a family of four
around,
for a week, it's going to be 12 to 15
well,
grand.
Well, my estimate will be a little bit less because I'll probably will
well,
stay with family
stay.
For like 2 days.
Right, that'll hook you a little bit.
Maybe. Oh,
Ocean City, sounding silly.
Yeah. isn't your place Fausto's in that Italian cuisine? Yeah. Could have just went
it
there.
Certainly is. Well, their filet is
I
amazing.
Actually talked to Fausto, and he told me to go to a couple. I'm going to go to the city that he's from and some of the surrounding towns. And he says, I got guys there who are going to hook you. So I might have some hooks.
Oh, so you have overseas
you have Italian hooks?
I might have some Italian hooks.
Clap that up.
Now, these are just for restaurants. I'm still going to have to pay for my lodging.
I've never heard of anybody hooking up international hook jobs.
I know.
2 years in advance. Yeah. I give you props.
Thank you.
You are the master.
All right. But it's not going to be that much of a hook because I'm still going to come out of pocket.
Understood.
Big time.
I mean, you can't get hooked by United.
No.
You can't get hooked.
Speaking of hooks.
Not unless someone's listening.
Ocean City has a dough roller.
Speaking of hooks, our guy John always takes care of us with Potbelly. I actually visited Potbelly last night.
I
haven't been there for a while.
That's John Beckley. Yeah, he's a good dude.
Fantastic. They now have gyros. And you know what? They even have signs, because I know Cakes often talks about this. It's not gyros. It's gyros.
Pronounce it correctly. Don't
they
look
even
like a tourist
have
all the
signs
time.
At Potbelly that says pronounce
gyros. They're not gyros. If you walk into a Greek place and say, I'd like a gyro, they should kick you right out of the establishment because
right.
you sound like an amateur.
Well, they'll never hear me say gyro or gyro because
no,
I don't order them.
You're not down with the gyros?
No.
They're so good.
No, can't do it.
Very good.
All right, so
delicious.
You've left me like 3 minutes to do the sports
page. No, we've got another segment.
Oh, okay, we can do it. All right,
we can do another segment.
Look at the time. Look what time it is.
Right,
it's 6:30.
We're going to get to the games from last night in the Sweet 16, but I think we should lead off with the Caps because you know, Grubby had a shutout last night.
He's
against
making a
Detroit.
Statement.
Was that in Detroit?
In Detroit. Third shutout of the season for Grubbs.
He had 39 saves. Now, no, Detroit's not great, but he had 39 saves.
They're far from great.
Right.
But he was peppered with shots.
But he did
look like you
one.
Back in college. Shots everywhere.
He got the one zippy win, and that's a big time statement, isn't it?
I think so.
That's
and then combination, we were telling you that Holtby has some sort of minor injury.
It's minor, yeah.
And they brought up a goalie from the minors. So you've got a banged up Holtby who hasn't been playing that well, and you've got Grubby who has been playing well, and you have 8 games left. 4-point lead in the Metro?
Yep.
To me, that sounds like Grubby is your game one playoff starter.
It's looking more and more that way.
Yeah.
I'm prepared for him to be the starter going into the playoffs.
It's hard to argue with that. They brought up Phoenix Copley as the backup because now Holtby was on the ice for the morning skate, but he was not available for the game.
Phoenix spells his name weird. He doesn't spell it like Phoenix the city in Arizona. He's got the O and the E transposed.
That's right. It's Pheonix.
Yes.
By the way, just my luck that the year that Holtby struggles,
right,
and maybe he's going to be supplanted as a starter by Philip Grubauer.
Struggling.
I buy my kid a Holtby jersey.
Oh, you did? You bought him a Holtby sweater?
Yes.
Well, they still might need him. Who knows? But the Caps have a 4-point lead. They got 93 points over Pittsburgh. I don't think Pittsburgh played last night, but Columbus did. Columbus won again.
Columbus
10
is that
straight
10?
Wins. 10 yeah. straight wins for Columbus. So Pittsburgh and Columbus are tied at 89, but the Caps still maintain a 4-point lead. I think they're going to hang on to that lead.
It's looking that way. It's looking good for them at this point.
I mean, I haven't looked at the schedule.
So they could stumble down the stretch. The schedule's kind of cushy soft over the next 4 or 5 games.
All right, if it's cushy soft, then I just can't imagine they're just going to go like 2-7 or whatever. I just don't think it's going to happen. I think they're going to go at worst 500. and they're going to hang on to that lead, Cakesy.
I'm going to pull up the Caps remaining skin. I mean, we're going to go by game by game.
So they've got 70. How many games have they played? 74? Yes, they got 8 games left.
All right, here's who they have left. They're at Montreal. They're at the Rangers, who are terrible.
No, their next 4 against non-playoff teams.
Then they have the
Montreal's
Rangers again.
Lost 4 straight.
They have a home and home with the Rangers. Oh, and then they're home to the Carolina Hurricanes, who are awful. Then it gets tougher. They're at Pittsburgh and at St. Louis, and they close out the season home versus Nashville, home against the Devils.
Right. Next 4 easy. Final 4 a little tougher.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I still think they're going to maintain that lead.
I think they're going to win the Metro. Yep. If you had to bet right now, 4-point lead, they should win the Metro.
Did you heed my advice and bet on the Tampa Bay Lightning last night to score more than 3.5 goals?
Of course I did.
Well,
I also bet on the Lightning money line. They were minus 190.
Big winner.
They play the Islanders?
Yes.
7-6
You're acting
final.
Like it's your advice. Wasn't it Jason who gave you the initial
advice?
Yeah, but
I'm giving it back to him now. Okay. Because he kind of got off it. He got scared by the fact that I think... Didn't they have a dud recently? Like a team facing...
Yeah.
You bet on the Pens.
Pittsburgh lost 4-1.
Yeah, they only had one goal.
Well, look, the trend doesn't cover... It's not 100%.
Right.
But it's it was the best betting trend in hockey for the last probably 2 months.
I like
it. And I told all of D.C. about it.
You did. You're riding the wave.
And I hope people were taking advantage and making some cash.
All the people?
All the people.
I hope they were.
Because they allowed 7 goals last night. Yeah.
All right. Phone number's 800-636-1067. You want to chime in. Kevin's going to join us to talk movies coming up at 7. But next, more Sports Page. We'll get into March Madness right here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. I go to get some water during the break, and I come back, and I just see Drab and Valdez pointing at Cakes, just laughing. I was like, what's up? So what did you botch, Cakes?
Well, you talked about your guys' upcoming trips to Italy and how you're going to spend so much money.
By the way, you haven't booked.
They're in the planning stage.
Because part of me, if my brother ends up backing out, then I'm going to back out.
Right, of course. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that trip on your
by
own.
By the way, I should have caught this because I've seen Gladiator 7 million times. But
yes.
Go ahead.
Well, I talked about how if I went to Italy, the only place I would want to visit or care to visit is Russell Crowe's, a.k.a. Maximus's home in Italy from Gladiator.
Right, and I said the house is probably in California because that's probably where they filmed it.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
So I thought it was in Italy. But apparently because I forgot this, it's a big giant blind spot, even though I love Gladiator the movie. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. His nickname in the movie was the Spaniard.
Right. Yeah. His home's probably in Spain.
Which would lead you to believe that his home may have been in Spain.
By the way, how many Spaniards have Australian accents?
Not many, I would think. Now, I need 100% confirmation that his home was not in Italy.
I'm guessing...
Is it Ridley Scott? Is that the director?
Yeah.
Sir Ridley Scott is listening, or one of his colleagues, or Douglas Wick, or Branko Lustig, some of the producers, if you're listening, call me. Let me know. 800-636-1067.
If we can prove his house was in Spain, will you get a spore tattoo on your arm?
Now you're going really deep. You're going really deep with your Gladiator references. I get it. I appreciate it.
It's probably assumed that his house is in Italy. I mean,
okay.
in Spain.
So now
he was Spaniard.
You guys need to plan trips to Spain so I can
go visit
his house. That's true.
I've been to Spain.
You said everybody smokes.
Didn't someone ask him if they have horses in Spain, like the best horses in Spain? And he goes, yes, I live there.
Yeah, the big brother asked him that.
Yeah.
The little kid.
Yeah, the kid.
Yeah.
Again, it's a minor blip. It's not a huge deal.
You botched it.
By the way, do you even know what part of Italy your boy Fausto grew up in? Like, is he going to send you to Sicily?
How would he know?
You could be in...
Would drive through the entire country for a hook.
Up and down the boot. The whole thing.
I mean, like most people that go to Italy for the first time, it'll be your first time, would probably hit Rome or Venice, Pisa, Florence... You know, the big spot.
Yeah, the tourist traps.
He told me, but
maybe
I don't
you would go, you know, to Sicily for a day. But what if he's Sicilian and you just end up in Sicily the whole time?
No, he's not Sicilian. He told me, I think it's near Milan.
Okay.
He's either from central or northern Italy.
Got you.
So, anyway. All right, so can I continue the sports page?
Please
we got
do,
about,
yes.
I don't know, 7 minutes.
Let's do it.
All right, so Loyola Chicago continues to win, Cakesy. They did
just
it again
like
last
called
night.
It.
That's right.
Yes,
another upset. They beat Nevada 69-68. The 11 seed is playing a 9 seed, K-State, for a chance to go to the Elite Eight. First time ever in tournament history, a 9's playing 11 to try and get to the Elite Eight.
I like it. We were talking about it earlier, and if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We were so overwhelmed by calls earlier in the show about March Madness.
So many.
Do you like that teams like Loyola Chicago are advancing versus some of the powerhouses? Because when you look particularly at that bracket, I mean, the top 8 seeds are out. Mm-hmm. It's 9 and 11 left.
I don't know how I feel about it. I like the fact that Loyola Chicago is making this great run. It's a great story. They're certainly playing well enough to do it. They played 3 really close games. They beat Miami by a bucket. They beat Tennessee by 1. They beat, you know, they had a last-second shot, basically a last-second shot with about 4 seconds left to beat Tennessee. And then they hold on, beat Nevada by 1 last night. Nevada had a stretch at the end of the first half, about 6.5 minutes, where they didn't hit a bucket.
I mean, I think the question would be, all right, so Loyola Chicago is going to face Kansas State next, because Kansas State, the 9 seed, won last night, right?
Kansas State beat Kentucky.
Would you rather have Loyola Chicago against Kansas State for a trip to the Final Four, or would you rather have Chalk, which would have been UVA
against Cincy.
Against Cincinnati. 800-636-1067. I like the dogs. I always root for the underdogs. As long as my team, and I'm a Terp alum, is not in it, and they weren't in any of the tournaments, not even invited to the NIT, well, I don't really have anybody to root for, so I root for underdogs.
I'm guessing the casual college basketball fan probably feels the same way you do. Someone who really watches it religiously probably doesn't, but that's just my guess.
Well, what would you rather have? The matchup which we're going to have, which is 11 versus 9.
Okay, we talked about it with Drabby and Valdez at the top of the show. If Kansas State plays Florida State in a national semi, I'm not as intrigued. I mean, I'll watch it because right. I'm a basketball fan, but I'm not as intrigued as if Virginia was playing Carolina.
I get it, but if Loyola Chicago ends up beating Kansas State and plays Florida State, I think you'll be a little more
A little bit more, yeah.
But the reason why you're not as interested in those 2 9 seeds is because they're just like also rans in their power conferences.
Right. I mean, they were Florida State, where they finished 8 or 9 in the ACC this year. I mean, they were bubble teams for most of the year.
Cakes, what do you prefer? You prefer Chalk.
I like big, silly teams to advance.
Valdez?
Every once in a while you sprinkle in a Cinderella, but if it's literally Cinderella, it
talk to me.
It.
Would you rather see Loyola Chicago?
Yes.
You would.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what if Kansas State wins? Then you're not as interested.
Then I think a lot of the casual fans don't care.
Yeah, I agree.
They're not a sexy Cinderella.
And you know what? I haven't seen numbers either for the tournament, so I have no idea if they're up or down. But you would have to assume that they're down, at least after the first round, because my theory is upsets are fun in the first round, and it gets all the casual fans going and everything, but the casual fan wants to see the Kentuckys. They want to see Michigan. They want to see Duke. They want to see Villanova. They want to see the Blue Bloods.
Well, they also want to see whoever they picked in their brackets.
Well, that too. But
see, casual fans but at who this fill out the brackets, all their teams are eliminated, they probably don't care anymore.
No, they care if they've heard of the team or heard of a player before.
Okay, but haven't with these matchups.
Yeah, but everyone's not going to have their bracket intact at the Elite Eight.
No, but, I mean, you're expecting the top 3 or 4 seeds to advance at least to the Elite Eight.
By the time you get to the Final Four, though, I think the audience, it's almost like the Super Bowl. Obviously, it's not as large, but that people just watch the Final Four. And, by the way, I don't think it's official yet, but Cakes and I are going to be at MGM National Harbor at Tap Sports Bar hosting a Final Four party.
That's correct. So we will be watching it.
But this is why the tournament sucks this year. It's because you get these Duke-Syracuse games, and they basically played a month ago, and they play every year. And we were supposed to get Duke-Michigan State. And, you know, they played early in the year, but it's not something that you see very often.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to get these matchups.
You want the sexy matchups.
You want to get these matchups where these teams, if they do play, it's at the beginning of the year in Maui or something, and they never play each other in conference play.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean
the games can't be good. I mean,
that's not true, but, I mean, you have nothing to kind of look forward to.
Well,
unless you're a Syracuse or a Duke fan, or you gamble on it.
If you're a gambler, you have tons to look forward to.
Yeah, well, you always have something to look forward to.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Our pal Mo in Largo is on line 1. What's up, Mo?
Good morning. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my
call. What's up, Bert? Good morning.
Nah, I was actually pausing because y'all talking. But,
good morning.
What's going
good
on?
Good morning. Good morning.
But I think, for one, I think this is also a testament to the sanctions that have been going on over the last, you know, decade with regards to spreading the wealth of talent amongst college basketball. I mean, it's a lot of kids, and everybody's not stuck on going to the big programs. I mean, it's a lot of good schools out here, and there are a lot of different avenues for these kids to possibly go to the next level, to the point where they don't necessarily have to go to the big schools. And I think this is going to be a common trend. I don't think this is just an anomaly for this year.
There's a lot of talent to spread around.
I agree with you.
I still think the five stars
parity,
are going to the top teams.
And you've seen it. It's not just this year. You've seen it over the last 6 or 7 years. Things are changing in college basketball, no doubt.
Absolutely. No absolutely. Doubt. I also wanted to shout out Denny McCarthy. He was able to focus and shoot 6 under yesterday, 3 back at a lead. Missed Tony Romo's nonsense out there on the back nine. He probably shot 42.
Yeah,
but yeah, 41
on the back.
Young man. Yeah, he shot. I mean, Denny played well. That was pretty good to see. But hey, Lurch.
Great. Yep.
Thank you, Mo.
Who do you got this afternoon between Patrick Reed and Jordan Spieth? Yeah.
I think that I would take Reed in that matchup. Whoever the underdog is, I'll take that because I just
Reed's,
like taking dogs.
Reed's even money. I think Spieth is -120.
Yeah, I'll take Reed there.
Let's go to Tyrone in Warrington online.
Shocking,
too.
You knew that right off the top of your head, Valdez.
Tyrone, stunned. You're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
I'm a casual fan. I follow all the local stuff, the local teams, if you will, who obviously didn't make it in. But I didn't even do a bracket this year, so I wasn't really feeling the tournament. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I like all the dogs moving on and advancing because it just kind of, I mean, again, with the parity, but it kind of, you know, lets everybody know that anybody can win if you get on a little heater and you go on a run.
Yep.
And some of these young kids can shock the world, man. So I like it. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, just look at the way Michigan's playing. Now, Michigan squeaked in a couple games. Obviously, they had that miracle finish against Houston. But, man, last night they hit 14 threes. They shot 62%. You're just not going to beat a team shooting 62%.
But you could have a Final Four.
And they've won 12 straight.
You could have a Final Four which has Loyola Chicago at 11, let's say
Florida State at 9.
And then the other side, you have 2 ones because Kansas and
Villanova.
And Villanova there.
Absolutely.
Or Duke's going to be there. So you do still have some powers.
Right. You could have Florida State playing Kansas.
Yeah.
Or you I don't think you'll have this, but you could have Loyola Chicago. I don't think Loyola Chicago is going to beat Kansas State and, you know, Michigan or Florida State, but it's possible. But you could have Loyola Chicago playing West Virginia for a national championship. Right. I know. I get it. Right now, you kind of want to see Michigan. If you're just a casual college basketball fan, you want to see Michigan advance, maybe Florida State, but you want to see Michigan playing Duke, or you want to say Michigan playing Villanova or Kansas. I don't even want to see Purdue in a national final.
But look, when I'm watching the games last night, and I didn't watch the late games but for a few minutes, I don't really care if Gonzaga beats Florida State or vice versa. So Florida State, I generally do root for the lower seed. Florida State advanced last night. Michigan, of course, crushed.
Look,
then you had Kansas State and Loyola Chicago.
So you were rooting
the lower
against
seeds.
Drab last night is what you were doing.
He's rooting against me, too. That Gonzaga moneyline parlay with Kentucky.
That's true, too.
Big, fat L.
Yeah. All right,
coming
up next.
But I'll tell you what, the trend for this tournament has been, like I said multiple times, has been underdogs and unders. Don't be surprised if you see more of them tonight.
Coming up next, we will talk movies with Kevin McCarthy, our movie reviewer. Remember, Jim Norton joins us in studio at 8:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.